This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. While President Donald Trump insists that he's bringing home Americans from endless wars in the Mideast, his Pentagon chief says all U.S. troops leaving Syria will go to western Iraq. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
According to President Trump, earlier this month when he announced plans for troops in Syria,
we have to bring our people back home. And frankly, our great soldiers, I've been talking about this on the campaign. You go back 3 years ago and more, and you watch the speeches. We want to bring our soldiers back home. These are the endless wars, and that's what we're doing.
But Defense Secretary Mark Esper says those troops will head to western Iraq for two missions.
One is to help defend Iraq, and two is to perform a counter-ISIS mission as we sort through the next steps.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Hong Kong protesters flooded the city's streets on Sunday in defiance of a ban by the authorities on their march. VOA's Anita Powell on the street with them.
Today, on Sunday, was one of the larger protests we've seen recently. Tens of thousands of people flooded the streets here in Hong Kong and marched in en masse, reiterating their five demands, and they encountered quite a lot of police resistance. We saw multiple uses of water cannons, of pepper water, and of tear gas to disperse the crowd. But this crowd was determined, and they stuck around in the face of that.
It is the latest chapter in unrest that has disrupted life in the financial hub since early June. Tens of thousands of Lebanese protesters gathered Sunday in major cities and towns for the largest anti-government protest yet and 4 days of demonstrations. That unrest erupted after the government proposed new laws and new taxes, part of a stringent austerity measure. Amid a growing economic crisis, politicians are now racing against time to put forward an economic rescue plan that the